Today, Kwarinam, February 21st. Greetings, everyone in cyberspace. We're very happy to talk to you. I'm talking today to those of you who are worried about yourself. When you worry about yourself, you begin to create what you worry about. When you create what you worry about, then you will worry about that and create something else in your life to worry about. If you really want to worry about something practical, worry about the environment. The environment is affecting the whole planet, the entire planet. Not enough trees, not enough water, not enough food. Concern yourself with the environment. And all of our cyberspace devotees, I know you have a computer because we are communicating through this instrument. Just type in environment. See what you get. And you can begin to extend your worry into something practical. The worry then becomes a concern. What you are concerned about, you act upon. And then what happens? You forget yourself, your personal self, your individual worries and fears all fly away. Meditate on the environment. Find out as much as you can about the environment and do what little you can do to help. If you're lonely, join an environmental group. And that environmental group will help you forget about you, and your loneliness will go away. Lonely people, there are a lot of lonely people in all the big cities in the world today. A lonely person is to be helped, but no one can help a lonely person but the lonely person himself or herself. Get involved. I've attended several big conferences, one in Moscow, Rio de Janeiro, where scientists and religious leaders and political leaders all gathered together to discuss the possibility that maybe, just maybe, very soon, humankind will be on the endangered species list, right along with birds and fish and animals. It's rather embarrassing, but we can do something about it. But each individual has to make it his or her concern. That's the message of today. Yesterday, we attended a cyberspace conference and presented what we do on the World Wide Web to a group of experts in the internet world and the world of high-end software. It was a wonderful experience. We took four or five Montevasi to give a talk about how Today at Kwarinam is produced, and our entire website, which is, I would say, the biggest in the state of Hawaii, and brings in more people from more countries to the state of Hawaii than any other website that we know of at the current time. It was a very nice experience, and today here at Kwarinam is Visitor's Day. Beautiful families of Indian origin sat with me, devotees of Satya Sai Baba, devotees of various temples that they've come from, Canada, other parts of the United States. We were so happy to see them, to welcome them. We welcome you tomorrow to tune in to Cyberspace Ashram. Om Namah Shivaya.